News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Chairman of the Economic Growth Council, EGC, Michael Lee Chin, is targeting double-digit growth in Jamaica's key sectors as part of the long-term plan to significantly improve Jamaica's economy. Mr. Lee Chin says a major requirement for generating renewed growth in the economy is to have increased productivity and expansion of the tourism, mining, agriculture, and remittances sectors. This will ensure that the EGC meets its target of 5% economic growth over the next 4 years.
Those are the big muscles that we have. So what we have to do is figure out how we're going to increase those big muscles by 20% minimum. And if we can do both, sequence them in terms of long-term, short-term, medium-term, that's how we're going to get the 5 and 4.
Mr. Lee Chin adds that increased focus must be placed on entrepreneurship and enabling MSMEs to grow, develop, and expand.
He was speaking at the EGC's quarterly press briefing last Wednesday.
Jamaica Post has launched its latest initiative, a multi-million dollar mobile post office. The project, recently opened in Steertown, St. Anne, will serve 57 communities and adjoining districts where post office buildings have been closed because of poor infrastructural conditions.
This is a bold and important initiative which is keeping with the department's modernization plans as well as its mandate of ensuring access to affordable postal services for all Jamaicans.
Science, Energy and Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley speaking at the launch of the mobile post office. The mobile unit will serve residents based on a schedule and will be stationed for a few hours in the communities in which defunct post offices currently exist. Some of the services to be offered by the unit include the collection and delivery of ordinary mail, registered letters, parcels and sale of stamps. The government is collaborating with local company DNC Drones to revolutionize the agriculture sector through the introduction of drone technology. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture, J.C. Hutchinson, says the equipment is effective in assessing damage following natural disasters such as a flood or hurricane and will better assist farmers to put measures in place to boost crop yield.
With the drone, we are able to go over and identify all the crops, all the animals that have been lost, and bring back the picture within a day. So with the technology, we are looking to see if we can bolster agriculture. And I think the drone is going to make a big difference as far as us moving forward in agriculture.
Mr. Hutchinson says the drones can also give a better picture as to crop production, identify areas that might need irrigation, and plants that may be lacking in nutrients. And Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, says the government is pleased with the confidence international investor Sir Richard Branson has shown by acquiring the BMR wind farm in Potsdam, St. Elizabeth. The 36.3 megawatt wind farm was commissioned into service on August 11. Minister Shaw says the investment by the British billionaire is a significant move and one that bodes well for the country.
He certainly has the capacity to spearhead the significant expansions of BMR's operations in Jamaica. So we are very pleased with his confidence and with his investment.
Minister Shaw was speaking in an interview with GIS News. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
We have championed e-learning in Jamaica, provided state-of-the-art technology in over 200 educational institutions, developed materials for CSEC, piloted the Tablets in Schools project in 38 schools, included infant and primary, and trained thousands of teachers in technology integration. We are e-learning Jamaica Company Limited, ELJAM, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. Visit our website, www.elearnja.org.